Under the Sunset by Bram Stoker. Section 1. Under the Sunset. Far, far away, there is a beautiful country, which no human eye has ever seen in waking hours. Under the sunset it lies, where the distant horizon bounds the day, and where the clouds, splendid with light and colour, give a promise of the glory and beauty which encompass it. Sometimes it is given to us to see it in dreams. Now and again come softly angels who fan with their great white wings the aching brows and place cool hands upon the sleeping eyes. Then soars away the spirit of the sleeper. Up from the dimness and murkiness of the night season it springs. Away through the purple clouds it sails. It hies through the vast expanse of light and air. Through the deep blue of heaven's vault it flies, and sweeping over the far-off horizon, rests in the fair land under the sunset. This country is like our own country in many ways. It has men and women, kings and queens, rich and poor. It has houses and trees and fields and birds and flowers. There is day there and night also, and heat and cold and sickness and health. The hearts of men and women and boys and girls beat as they do here. There are the same sorrows and the same joys, and the same hopes and the same fears. If a child from that country was beside a child here, you could not tell the difference between them, save that the clothes alone are different. They talk the same language as we do ourselves. They do not know that they are different from us, and we do not know that we are different from them. When they come to us in their dreams, we do not know they are strangers, and when we go to their country in our dreams, we seem to be at home. Perhaps this is because good people's homes are in their hearts, and wheresoever they may be, they have peace. The country under the sunset was for long ages a wondrous and pleasant land. Nothing there was which was not beautiful and sweet and pleasant. It was only when sin came that things there began to lose their perfect beauty. Even now it is a wondrous and pleasant land. As the sun is strong there, by the sides of every road, are planted great trees which spread out their thick branches. So the travellers have shelter as they pass. The milestones are fountains of sweet, cold water, so clear and bright that when the wayfarer comes to one, he sits down on the carved stone seat beside it and gives a sigh of relief, for he knows that there is rest. When it is sunset here, it is the middle of the day there. The clouds gather and shade the land from the great heat. Then for a little while, everything goes to sleep. This sweet, peaceful hour is called the rest time. When it comes, the birds stop their singing and lie close under the wide eaves of the houses or in the branches of the trees where they join the stems. The fish stop darting about in the water and lie close under the stones with their fins and tails as still as if they were dead. The sheep and the cattle lie under the trees. The men and women get into their hammocks, slung between trees or under the verandas of their houses. Then, when the sun has ceased to glare so fiercely and the clouds have melted away, the living things all wake up. The only living things that are not asleep in the rest time are the dogs. They lie quite quiet, only half asleep, with one eye open and one ear cocked, keeping watch all the time. Then, if any stranger comes during the hour of rest, the dogs rise up and look at him, softly, without barking, lest they should disturb anyone. They know if the newcomer is harmless, and if it be so, they lie down again, and the stranger lies down too, till the rest time is over. Under the sunset.